Hey folks, this is Fat Man. You're listening to Distorted Deal.
It's created problems in family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick with them fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
The guy is in the dirty underwear.
It's sniffery.
How are you, Lil Jon? Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker off.
Slap some grease on your behind.
Fuck me.
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly.
Your head.
It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim the James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great program for you. Another classic Sextastic Tuesday. I forgot how many great, and by great I mean just awful, disgusting stories we've done the past 5 or 6 years or however long we've been doing this. The real reason is I can't find any good new sex stories. So if you run across a horrible, poorly written piece of erotic fiction, please email me, show@distortedview.com. I'm sure next week we'll somehow do a new one, because I think last week we did a classic edition as well. But regardless, today I've got a great story for you. It's a little stinky and creamy. I would call it a Bristol Six. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Today's Sextastic Tuesday is a little bit different because there's an author's note at the very beginning that says, "The following is a true story with no embellishments." You hear that? This isn't some fucking fairy tale. No, no, it's one man's erotic life journey through the taboo. We're calling it
Confessions of a Poop Lover.
That's right. The author of the story actually came up with the title, but I thought it was very fitting.
Confessions of a Poop Lover.
Here we go. "I've been playing with my asshole since I was very young, before I can really remember. I distinctly remember bringing my toy soldiers to bed and having them play near and on my hole. I don't want to hear these U.S. Army soldiers bitch and complain about being stationed in Iraq anymore. Things could be a lot worse. Could be stuck in some kid's asshole. Yeah, I'm stationed at Fort Rectum. It's pretty shitty. There's never any food here, aside from corn. We have all the corn we could possibly ever want. I don't understand. Send us some rice or Spam or something." All right, here we go. Back to the story here. "I would push their little heads inside my hole, and I loved the feeling." That's perfectly natural for a young boy to do. Who didn't stick their G.I. Joes up their poop chutes? "One night when I was 5, I brought my marble bag to bed with me." This can't end well. "I pushed a marble against the hole until it felt like it would start to go in, then I'd stop. After a few nights, I kept pushing. Of course it popped in. I was immediately frightened. What if it didn't come out? I ran to the bathroom, and fortunately, it pooped out easily. I flushed the shit-covered marble down the toilet, and I remember thinking I'd never do that again. Well, never lasted about a week. I did it again in bed, and the entry gave me a great stiffy. I pooped it out, knowing from my previous experience that nothing else would come out. I pushed it in and out several times, then decided I needed to put the marble away. I went to the bathroom, pooped it out, and flushed it again. I did that again the next night, but after several times pushing it in and out, I stopped. Pooped it out into my hand and decided I didn't want to keep flushing away my marbles. What to do? I stuck it in my mouth and sucked it clean." Welcome to Sextastic Tuesday, freaks. In parentheses, he wrote, "Well, in my defense, 5-year-old boys aren't too particular." It's true. "That was my first delightful taste of shit. I was hooked." That sounds like a confession to me.
Confessions of a Poop Lover.
Oh, we're just getting started. Subsequently, I would take my marbles to bed and see how many I could push in. At that age, I would just play little games in bed before going to sleep. That's not a game you're playing. If someone else did that to you, that would be rape. When I was 7 years old, I began taking close looks at the turds in the toilet after I shit. One day I had the nerve to poke one with my finger. Next time I poo-pooed, I picked the turd up. In those days, my shit was usually hard and made of little turdlets. Well, that's a type 2 on the Bristol stool chart, for those of you who don't know. My poo-poo play, as I called it, progressed to pooping in my hands, smelling, licking, squeezing harder, and eventually when I was 8, pulling one of the little poop balls off the turd, slipping it in my mouth, and sucking it.
Confessions of a Poop Lover.
I'm starting to think this guy should keep his confessions to himself. Not too long after that, I took the obvious next step. Yeah, tell us what the obvious next step is after sucking on turds. Well, I ate one of them. Anytime I did poop play, I remember getting very stiff, but I didn't know what to do with it other than squeeze and pinch. No orgasms, you see. During this time, I would also push marbles in my hole and keep them in for a long time. All right, so this guy is sucking on turdlets, pushing marbles in his ass, and he's only 7 years old or something. What's next for this guy? He's ruined. As I got older, I tried slightly larger things, like small balls. I love the feeling of things going in my ass, as well as the feeling of things, including shit, coming out. All right, so this guy is 7 years old. He's already shoved marbles in his ass, and now he's deemed those too small. So now he's stepping up to, I don't know, golf balls or something. By the time he hits puberty, he's going to be shoving cantaloupes up his ass, cunt. That's not normal. I'm surprised that I never got hepatitis. It's a real bitch. Just ask any AIDS-infected prostitute. Ask her about the humane bulbuli virus. All right, I'm surprised that I never got hepatitis because I ended up eating a lot of shit. In small quantities until I was 11. Then things changed in my life. I lived only with my mother. She worked and I had to go to a sitter's. When I turned 11, she said I was old enough to be on my own. I loved that. Given the freedom of being on my own, I began trying new and filthier games. I have a feeling he's going to let us in on these games. I had a great imagination. When I had to shit, I would let the turd travel down my intestine and feel the tip as it peeked through my hole. Turtle head poking through. If the turd was solid, as most were, I would poop in my pants. I loved the feeling of a turd in my undies and would walk around the apartment feeling the firm, warm object. That's called panty pooping. I didn't dare sit, which is different than scat. I didn't dare sit down, though, because I knew the mess would be too much to clean up. Given the freedom of being on my own, I found more items to push in my asshole. Pens, toothbrushes, hairbrush handles. I almost always clean them after shoving them in me by sucking them clean.
Confessions of a Poop Lover.
Now, the story fast forward several years. The author is a strapping young man who has a friend named John. They share a mutual love of jacking each other off, pissing on each other, and shitting. One day, John asked if he wanted to make a little money. The author said, "What?" and led him to Charles' house. And that's where we pick up the story. When we got there, we stripped, and Charles led us to his bathroom, large and fully tiled. There were sheets on the floor. Charles lay down. John knew what was expected. He smiled a crooked smile at me, stood over Charles, and pissed on him and in his mouth. Then he squatted over Charles, grunted, and began shitting. Wow, the story is really progressing quickly. He looked at me like he was afraid I'd run out. Instead, I was enthralled. I jacked off many times in bed, dreaming of seeing John shit and playing with it. Instead of running off, I knelt next to him and pulled his cheeks apart and watched as his asshole started to open and the brown point of a turd pushed through. It was going to be a soft one, I could tell. Probably a 3 or 4 on the Bristol stool chart. And it was a huge one. The poop landed on Charles' pubic region. His cock hardened. John could tell I liked watching. He leaned over and whispered, "You can touch it if you want." I did, right as it was squeezing out. When John finished, he turned around so his ass faced Charles. Oh no, don't do this. No. I know what's coming. And bent over. Charles began licking John's shithole clean. better than toilet paper, my friend said. Ting! Then he surprised me by rubbing his shit all over the man's hard boner. He continued jacking until Charles splattered all over. I was amazed, but we weren't done yet. No, no.
Confessions of a poop lover.
Using shit as lubricant, come on. Go ahead, John, Charles directed. John then rubbed the shit on his own cock, pulled the man's legs up, and proceeded to fuck him. The muted noise of the clay-like shit that covered John's cock made a pleasing sound, and my dick strained even harder. The aroma in the room of sweat, feces, and piss almost burnt my nostrils. Well, that's the first thing I could go along with in this story. Yes, it must burn the nose to smell that. With a manly grunt, John shot his creamy load into Charles's ass. When John pulled out, Charles squeezed the dirty mix of poop and cum over my face, and I gladly slurped the whole thing down. It had the consistency. We don't have to go into the consistency. Do we really have to describe, like, the texture and stuff?
Confessions of a poop lover.
So true. All right, right. I gladly slurped the whole thing down. It had the consistency of a milkshake. Oh. But the taste of the two things I loved more than anything. Really? More than anything? Even more than Wheat Thins? Those are pretty... Sun-dried tomato and basil. You should really try them. There's gotta be something you like more than shit. I would hope. All right, so yes, he enjoys, you know, common shit and the mixture it produces. Well, my story is getting too long, so I'll wrap it up. John and I, along with Charles, investigated just about every possible sexual situation with and without piss and shit. We got pretty raunchy. What was that I just read? Wasn't that raunchy? How much more raunchy could you get? Charles gave us money periodically, but we did it mostly for the fun. John let me watch Charles fuck him using my poop for lube. If I ever get around to writing a book, that's what it's going to be called. Poop for lube. John asked if I ever thought I'd let him fuck me. I agreed, but said I wanted it to just be us the first time. You know, make it special. After a while, we let Charles watch. Then I let Charles fuck me. The only one of John's brothers who knew about our play with Charles was his youngest brother, Daniel. At seven... Uh-oh. At seven, he... We're treading on some dangerous territory here. Proceed with caution. At seven, he had a beautiful small body, and I loved playing with and eating his poop. Charles didn't fuck him until he was nine. The end. Yes, and quickly, abort!
Confessions of a poop lover.
Yes, you did. That last line just sort of snuck up on us, huh? It was like, poop, poop, piss, poop, pedophilia! The end. It's the literary equivalent to Duck Duck Goose, right?
There you go, Sextastic Tuesday for October 19th, 2010, brought to you by our great friends and wonderful sponsor, AdamandEve.com. I don't know if I've ever talked to you about the Clit Bumper. It's just one of thousands of fantastic products, but they're selling it right now for $14.95. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, and you can get 50% off. Now, this is a wonderful product for both the ladies and the gentlemen. For the man, you'll stay harder, longer, and experience more intense ejaculations. You will blow the woman right off you with the force of your semen using this thing. And for the ladies, the product is called the Clit Bumper, so, you know, you can enjoy his hardness for longer, and you're going to get thrilling clitoral stimulation. It's a waterproof clit bumper, so, you know, if you want to take this in the bathtub or the whirlpool, whatever you want. So, yeah, use coupon code FREAK. That is just for my listeners. You pick out any one of their products, just about any from their entire catalog. You'll get 50% off said item. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. They're going to take care of your shipping charges. They're going to give you three free adult DVDs and throw in a bonus gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. Check them out right now, AdamandEve.com. They've got lingerie, adult movies, of course, toys, lubes, all that sort of shit. AdamandEve.com, use coupon code FREAK. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. not a member of the Sideshow, unfortunately, you're not going to hear today's extended program. Yes, Sideshow members will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus show. So you should sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. In addition to that, you'll get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do shows like today's extended program, exclusive shows like the one I have on Thursday, do video casts like the Blood Play video that I recently posted. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, support the program. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Madison, Wisconsin. Madison police said an 18-year-old Chicago man walked into an unlocked West Gorham Street apartment in the middle of the night, took off his socks and pants, and then used the toilet to such an extent it took 2 hours to clean. What the hell was coming out of his asshole? I'm sorry, as who?
Less tension in the asshole. You know little babies enjoy their assholes. The secret of the asshole is that it pumps erotic energy throughout the body.
He could have worded that thing about babies a little better. You know babies love their assholes. It's you. All right, the nastiness was reported to police a week ago during the night on October 9th and 10th, said police spokesman Joel Despain. Quote, the 19-year-old resident and his friends were aghast to see and smell what had transpired while they slept, Despain said. The resident first came upon the stranger when the stranger walked into his room and turned the light on. He then heard the man go to the bathroom and leave the apartment a few minutes later. So the churds that came out of this dude's ass were not strained. They were on deck. They were percolating, if you will. He was ready to deploy those troops. So he wasn't like in there for 15, 20 minutes like I am when I take shits. I like to really take my time. I bring my iPad in there and everything. Read, play games. It's a relaxation thing for me. Anyways, the mess, I'm just so surprised that it took 2 hours to clean something that really only took about 2 minutes to produce. It's the magic of turds. All right, yes, in the morning on October 10th, the apartment dwellers realized something was amiss. The stranger's cell phone and ID were found in the bathroom. He left that? Along with his socks, pants, and night deposit. What? A roommate left the door unlocked. They won't be doing that again, Despain said. An investigating officer discovered an email address for the night visitor. The officer let him know how to get his property back and advised him that it would be very adult of him to apologize to the people in the apartment, Despain said. The apartment residents did not file a trespassing complaint. Why the hell not? Some creepy dude comes into your apartment in the middle of the night, drops a massive BM that splatters all over your bathroom and takes 2 hours to clean, and you're not going to file a complaint? Plus, didn't the guy, like, walked into his bedroom? Yeah, it says, the resident first came upon the stranger when the stranger walked into his room and turned the light on. That right there would scare the shit out of me. Yes, file a complaint. Something strange. Do they know this guy, maybe, somehow? Makes no kind of sense. Second story we have for you today. A man claims he was paid to appear in a sex tape with porn star Devin James, who is now selling it as a Tiger Woods sex tape. Philadelphia man Tenille Goyko, a cruiserweight boxer, says James and her husband Nick approached him at a celebrity boxing match in Philadelphia on July 30th and then offered him $1,000 to pretend to be Tiger Woods while taping sex scenes with James at a local hotel. Quote, I was in it to make a couple of bucks and have sex with a pretty lady. Of course, it sounds like a win-win. Bang a hot broad and get paid for it? $1,000? Sure. I just thought I was fulfilling this woman's fantasy of having sex with Tiger Woods, as she said she wanted. Oh, he didn't realize he was being taped? Mr. Goyko said James and her husband had him dressed like Woods. Pinstriped shirt, Nike hat, sweater vest, and put makeup on his face and body so his skin color more closely matched Woods. It'd be funny if Mr. Goyko was white. They had him in blackface for this. James referred to Mr. Goyko as Tiger throughout the taping. James said on October 1st that she had sold the tape to an unspecified DVD production company for $350,000. She is taking pre-orders online for a video to be shipped to customers on November 15th. Mr. Goyko realized what had happened when he saw James promoting the video online. I wanted to make some money, not ruin someone's life, he said. I thought the tape was just going to be for them personally. I didn't know they were going to use it to make money. Mr. Goyko has reportedly spoken with a lawyer to see if he has a case against James. I'm assuming he signed some paperwork, too. Which typically you don't do if it's just for homemade porn, you know what I mean? The porn star told Radar Online that Mr. Goyko's claims were false. Nick doesn't allow me to do boy-girl porn anymore. He would never allow that. Wait a second. That's kind of a dumb defense because it's you in the video, and regardless of who that man is, it's still a man. You are being drilled by a man, therefore you are doing boy-girl porn, you know what I mean? Nick doesn't allow me to do boy-girl porn anymore. He would never allow that, she said. James alleged in June that the now-divorced Woods was the father of her 9-year-old son and filed a claim for him to submit to a DNA test. She said she met the golfer while attending a Christian school program at age 19. In August, the paternity case... Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Wasn't even that good of a burp. Yes, in August, the paternity case against Woods by the 29-year-old alleged mistress was thrown out by a Florida judge as James failed to appear in court and because she does not even have custody of the child in question. The child is in the custody of James's mother. So there you go. It's a very complex story. So I'm guessing that she says that it really was Tiger Woods in the video. The guy, Tenille Goyko, says, no, that was me pretending to be Tiger Woods. Kind of feel bad for that guy if he actually does look like Tiger Woods. I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
A Baton Rouge man faces a felony charge after allegedly throwing his roommate's cat off a 6th-story balcony Sunday night, killing the animal. The cat landed and died in front of the roommate and Panama City Beach police officers who were standing in the parking lot. He couldn't have waited until the police had walked a few steps. Cat landed right in front of them. It's a open and shut case, really. Authorities said Bobby Dwayne Johnson, 26, was charged with felony animal cruelty and misdemeanor battery after attacking his roommate, 33-year-old Gregory Donald Stafford, during an altercation over the gray and white cat Coco Chanel. So... pretty safe to say these two guys were gay. They named their cat Coco Chanel. I mean, come on. Stafford told officers that Johnson had thrown the cat across the condo several times and that when he tried to intervene, Johnson hit him and continued to chase after the cat, which was scratching and clawing at Johnson every time he came near. Have you ever seen those videos on YouTube of puppy bowling where they have like the real slick floor surface and the dog comes running and slides into the bowling pins? People throw the puppies and slide them across the floor. Funny. This story is pretty much the same thing. The guy was playing kitty skydiving or something. So yeah, Stafford told officers that Johnson had thrown the cat across the condo several times. Johnson hit him and continued to chase after the cat, which was scratching and clawing at Johnson every time he came near. The cat kept hiding under a couch, which Johnson kept moving in an attempt to get at the feline. Stafford eventually left the room to call police while Johnson still was chasing the cat. While Stafford was discussing the matter with the police officers, the tabby came flying off the balcony. The officers immediately went up to the room and saw Johnson standing on the balcony and arrested him. Stafford declined to comment about the incident, and Johnson could not be reached for comment on Monday. Officers noted that Johnson had deep scratches on his wrist, leg, back, and neck. At least the cat put up a little bit of a fight. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Yes, Timothy, this is Dr. Peters.
Sure.
We recently got your blood test results. And
I find it interesting that I would give the voicemail line as my primary contact number.
Test
but...
results and that little experiment that you told me about with the monkey and elephant. In my professional opinion, I think you need to come back to my office and get a few more tests, please. Might not want to talk to any human for a little while. Hope to see you soon.
That was quite possibly one of the worst phone calls I've ever received on the voicemail line. Congratulations, you're a big winner for being a loser.
Rate my boy pussy, rate my boy pussy.
Yeah.
Always do.
Now, that's an example of a good phone call.
A jagoo, Timmy Boo, Dick Shit Henson. What the fuck is up, sir? This is Zach from Florida.
Hi, Zach.
I've had an awesome night, sir, and I've had an even better day. And I have so many stories to tell, but I'll only call in with one a day, and I'll write the rest down, because I know you're not going to play them all. I don't care. But, at the same time, there has to be one that has been bored in my head all day that I do have to fucking tell. And I was at a funk metal show, Gargamel.net, G-A-R-G-A-M-E-L. They're fucking brilliant. They've been around in Orlando since 1994. They're an awesome band. Look them up. Plug out of the way. Think of Betty White's body with the face of the mom from that 70s show with shorter hair. And think of her grinding up against a 30-year-old fat guy's leg. He looks like a blonde Joe. I'm not going to fucking lie. Think of her grinding up against his leg like Hannah Montana on the Teen Choice Awards with a stripper pole.
Descriptive.
It was fucking disgusting, and I had to deal with it all night, and it was only 3 feet away from me, and they were both drunk and loving it, and I was just dying.
Repulsed,
sir.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that. He just had to get that off of his chest.
Hey, Tim.
Spider?
I have a question for you. Oh, it's Session Member Spider.
Yes.
Kind of stoned. Sorry. I have a question for you.
Best time to listen to
DB. You know how, like, you know, when sometimes when two black people meet each other, they say, yo, what's up, my, like, nigger?
Yes, I do.
I'm trying to start a trend here, and since I have experimented and I've done stuff, I view myself as included in this role.
Oh, so what you're trying to find something for white people to say when they greet each other? How about like white power or something like that? No.
When one gay person meets another gay person,
you can greet
him with "What's up, my faggot?"
Or how about
"Fag" or something like that?
Or just
and no one else
just a lispy S.
I just thought it would be cool to for you.
The gay people usually say "Hey, girl," like that type of thing, and you know.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo. This is a loyal listener, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist.
Sure.
And I just wanted to call in to give a birthday shout-out to my lovely lady freak. Happy birthday, baby.
My lovely lady
Love
lumps.
You. Bye.
All right, that was sweet, kind of.
You know, Sam Haley's comment calling us about the Black Devil Doll blaxploitation movie that you played a clip of. If you actually go through your old email, a few months ago I sent you links to both the PG and X-rated trailers for that movie, as well as a link to the movie's official website. It's a fairly recently made blaxploitation movie parody, and yeah, the general premise is pretty similar to the Chucky movies. A group of teenage girls summon the soul of an executed serial killer into a doll. And instead of just running around killing teenagers, in this particular movie, the ventriloquist dummy does some, well, rather raunchy things.
Hmm.
Anyway, if you just troll through your email and look for Black Devil Doll, I sent you that months ago.
All right, I will look that up. Thank you.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus calling in. I am so sick of hearing my friends going, oh my God, what did you see the latest episode of Tosh 2.0, whatever? Oh my God, it was so funny. You know, it's bullshit, really. I mean, I watch it, like, really? You think that's funny? That was, like, 3 months ago on Distorted View. Like, you guys are way behind. You're awesome, Tim.
I know. All right. Next up here.
Timmy Boo. It's Side Show member Carrie from Louisiana.
Hi, Carrie.
I have two things that I would like to say.
Okay.
First of all, the guys that you featured on your Wednesday podcast, the clip of the two gay guys fucking.
Yes.
The guy that was coming and screaming at the top of his lungs reminded me so much of the guy that screams at the top of his lungs when he comes that you featured on your show a long fucking time ago. I don't even know when it was.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Carrie.
But the first time I heard that guy, I laughed so fucking hard. And then the second thing that I want to say is that Pierre from New York, if you're listening, baby, I think your voice is incredibly fucking hot, and I could listen to you speak all day.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well.
Mm.
I mean, she kind of sounds like a whore, so Pierre, if you're single, you know.
Hey, Tim Henson, it's Corey Sunday. How are you, sir?
Oh, my God, Corey. Yes, you have
Hey, Tim Henson, it's Corey Sunday. How are you, sir? Say, you said today that the racist and ever so lovable and huggable Glenn Miller, that his favorite month was June. But actually, I think his favorite month is July.
Because that's what Jews do.
Anyway, sorry I haven't said hello in a while. A lot of shit's been going down. But I do plan to do some more content for you very soon.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, I love the show as always.
There you go, the great Corey checking in. Long time no speaky. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official Howl website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
You know little babies enjoy their assholes.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to leave us some nice comments. Rate us on iTunes. If you are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Nobody else.